Welcome to Miracles in Alignment. I'm your host, Melody Melissa, psychologist, relationship and alignment coach, and I'm here to help you find a balance within your relationships and life. Each episode, I share the tools and insights with you that will guide you in your own journey to living in alignment, as you, step by step, will learn how to tune into your higher self and live your life more and more in alignment every day. If you are ready to step into a reality where you are able to perceive love, miracles, healing, and freedom everywhere around you, this is exactly the right place. Let's uncover the layers of the ego a little bit more every time, so you can celebrate the pure joy, happiness, and light that you are. Welcome to another episode about alignment and relationships and self-love even. I'm going to wrap these all three up in this episode because it's about judgment. Judgment towards others, judgment about ourselves. And why these two are so related and how or what is the only remedy to judgment. I want to ask you a question. Who can judge you for something or anything in the first place? Think about all the people who might or are judging you right now, who might be judging you, who have been judgmental about you about you in the past. Think about all those things that now come up in your mind. Don't try to overanalyze it. Don't try to remember things on purpose. But just feel into the feeling of the most recent experience wherein you feel judged, for example. Or maybe even now. Maybe you're walking around thinking about what others might think of you. Or the time, the day that you weren't really sure about something in your appearance or in your behavior. It can be all those things that you felt judged about or thought that other people could be judgmental about or could be judging you without telling you. Maybe they did. Maybe someone made a comment and you felt as if they judged you. It's not a pleasurable feeling. It's not what you want. It's not fun to feel judged or to be judged. It is not what you want and not what makes you feel accepted and loved. And it is standing firm in between you and your relationships with other people. Because as long as you feel this fear of being judged, you refuse to open up yourself to the degree that you would if there was no danger, if you were not at risk of being judged. You would totally feel free to express yourself, your truth, as you are, as you would like to, as you felt inspired to. So we don't want this feeling of judgment, actually. We don't want to. We want to throw it off. Throw this feeling of judgment off of our shoulders. It's weighing us down. We don't want it. But if you really, right now, have thought about the moments, the most recent moments that you felt judged, if you think about who was was judging you, what they were judging you about. You can feel and try to get into that feeling and really try to feel if it was you judging that thing about yourself in the first place as well. Because what can actually feel like as if people are judging in you, if you are not feeling guilty about that particular thing in the first place, if you are not judging yourself for something, how can others? It wouldn't resonate. It wouldn't resonate because it wouldn't be known to you. It would be like as if they're talking in another language. Because imagine yourself right now. I don't know what color your eyes are, but if you, for example, let's say have brown eyes, and you're aware of the fact that you have brown eyes, and you're neutral about your brown eyes, you don't have any opinion related to the color of your eyes, you don't have any positive or negative emotion, you're just aware of the fact that your eyes are brown. And if someone standing in front of you saying, "Oh, you got brown eyes," and they're saying this with a little disgust or a little, as if they don't like it, with a little judgmental voice, it would be very weird for you because you have no emotion attached to the color of your eyes, so it would really not bother you. Maybe their judgmental attitude would bother you. And maybe if you let it affect you, it could bother you. But you could only let it affect you if you resonate with what they're saying. If you feel insecure about the color of your eyes as well. It's so funny that I picked the example of brown eyes. I don't even know how I came up with this. But what I want to say is that whatever you judge in yourself is only open to be judged by others as well. You first have to judge yourself in order for others to reflect your judgment about yourself upon you. You attract it into your experience because it resonates with your own beliefs. That's why also, if you're, for example, not insecure about anything, let's again pick the example of the eyes. That's, for example, it wouldn't bother you. You wouldn't remember that the one time that someone judged you about the color of your eyes because it didn't resonate with you. You just moved on with your life and kept on doing what you were doing. Maybe you laughed about it, maybe it was funny to you, but it really didn't stick to you because you were like, "Okay, well, thanks for letting me know. I had no idea that the color of my eyes could bother other people, but thanks for letting me know. Okay, moving on." That easy. But for example, what a more common thing is, for example, if you are a little overweight or think that you are overweight because you're just your weight. If you don't put any label on it, you're just your weight. Only a number that's showing on the scale. But once you're insecure about your weight because you think that you're overweight, a comment about your weight will really affect you. Because you judge that thing in yourself as well. So this is how judgment actually can only affect you because it is self-judgment. And this is freeing, because this means that others actually can't judge anything about us if we're not judging ourselves for anything that we do, for any way that we look. If we're not judgmental about ourselves, then it really can't affect us how others think of us, what others think of us. But is this easy? No, it's not. And it's not always easy. Maybe on some fronts it's easier, but it's understandable that this is not always as easy, because we are humans and we all have our own insecurities. We all fall in this trap of wanting to be perfect, desiring to be perfect, desiring to have it all together. It's in all human nature that we have this desire. So yes, it's hard. It's hard to deal with judgment. But there's a remedy. There's a remedy for self-judgment. And I feel like you can already know what this is, because I'm going to say it's, yes, self-love, self-acceptance, self-compassion, all these things. And let's capture it all in under self-love. Embracing yourself as you are, loving yourself as you are, and loving yourself with all your imperfections. With everything that you are and everything that you are not. Loving yourself, embracing yourself, forgiving yourself for everything that you're not. Because you are worthy of your own love, no matter what. You don't have to be perfect. You really don't have to be perfect. And this, actually, what is standing in between your relationships with other people, judgment, is self-judgment. And if self-love and self-acceptance is the only remedy of self-judgment, it is also the only way you can dissolve what is standing in between your relationships with other people. Because if you are able, and if you allow yourself to love yourself, you will also feel less bothered about other people's judgments. And you will allow yourself to feel loved, to be accepted, to be embraced. You will feel loved as if you also allow others to love you instead of judge you. Because everyone around us is only resonating our vibration. You have to love yourself first and let others be a reflection of that. Love yourself, and it's important, and it's a daily practice. It's really a daily practice. It's as important as eating, as showering, as brushing your teeth, as working out, as working. Everything. It's as important as everything else. Self-love, the practice of self-love, self-acceptance, forgiving yourself. Every single day, this needs to be a practice of your daily routine. In order for you to develop such a strong sense of self-love, such a strong bond with yourself, that you become stronger in the way that you become immune to other people's judgment, just because you develop self-love and become immune to your own critic, to your inner critic.
your self-love, your bond with yourself becomes stronger and becomes able to say no to your inner critic, to shut the mouth of that inner critic. Inner critic. Say, shut up. Shut up. I don't have to be perfect. I love myself regardless of what you're saying. I love myself no matter what. Yes, yes, I hear what you're saying, but I still choose to love myself. That's the power of self-love, and that's what you actually need to develop. That muscle needs to become so strong that you can easily shut that inner critic, and it comes easier and becomes easier, and you will see that really other people also just let you be the way you are, because you let yourself be the way you are as you embrace yourself and you love yourself. And I want you to make this your daily practice. The judgment, the remedy for self-judgments, the remedy for judgments towards others. Don't judge yourself and don't experience others judging you, as you also automatically, even further, will stop judging others because you don't feel the need to do so. Are you going to start practicing self-love today, right now, giving yourself a hug, a kiss on your shoulder, and saying, I love you no matter what. I'm holding you no matter what. I got you. I got you. I'm here for you. You're learning. You're going to fall down, stand up, try, fail. You're going to do everything along this journey, but I'm here for you. I'm here for you to love you no matter what. To love you. Really, let the power of love flow through you, because it's an endless source of power that is within you, and I want you to discover that. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you for listening and tuning into another episode of Miracles in Alignment. I'm very excited to hear how this episode shifted your perception already right now. And I would love it if you'd share this episode on your social media and tag me in it, which is @MelodyMelissa, and tell me about your thoughts. Feel free to share this episode with your friends of whom you know would love these insights as well. If you're looking forward to next episode and want to show your love for this podcast, leave a review on iTunes and let me know what this podcast means to you. Each month, I will pick one of the reviewers for a free one-on-one orientation session where we dive deeper into your relationship problems and the blocks in your life that are holding you back. Thank you again for tuning in, and I see you in the next episode. Until then, remember that you are loved, guided, and supported. Always.